Yes, my name is Joël Garriaud-Maylam. It's a bit complicated, I'm afraid, a bit long. I'm a member of the French Senate. I sit in the several committees. I'm secretary of the Committee for Foreign Affairs and Defense. I'm vice chair of the Committee on Rights for Women and Equality of Chances. And I'm also a member of the European Commission of the Senate. And I represent the Senate at the National Committee for UNESCO. We cannot solve everything via military, and we've got to put a lot of emphasis on education. Yeah. Education worldwide is the most important thing. Every single cent we spend on education is money well spent. For instance, even in terms of development with Africa, I demand that little girls go to school. This is so important because at the moment it's not the case. Sometimes it's written in the constitutions. In Afghanistan, for instance, all little girls are supposed to go to school, but as soon as you go out of Kabul, you see the little boys are going to school and not the little girls. And this is so important for the peace of our countries and the future security. In France, the problem is different because education is mandatory. Of course, there are lots of schools, but there is a problem in the education. Many parents renounce educating children. The school teaches them, but it needs to educate the children as well. And for that, it's much harder work. And we have schools in deprived areas, deprived suburbs, where unfortunately families don't feel secure, where unfortunately children don't feel secure themselves, so they tend to leave school early, and they don't take pleasure in the education. And if you want a child to be educated, you need to teach them how to learn and how to enjoy the learning process. And we've got to work much more on that. Yeah. It is so important to convey values of tolerance and of respect within the education. Because, you know, it's such a strange phenomenon, which is quite recent. For instance, when I was a child, I was educated in Algeria, and I was in a classroom where most of them were Muslim children. There were a few Jewish children. But you just didn't ask yourself the question. You just learned together. You enjoyed being together. And there was no question of religious differences, as there is now. And that's why we need to put that emphasis and have imams and Muslim personalities who can explain that, you know, all religion tend to the way to God, which is the way to universal love and tolerance and liking one another. And that's something which is fundamental and which needs to be explained in the same way that Christian children should be taught about the Muslim faith, about the Jewish faith, because when you know something, you understand it more, obviously, and you respect it more. And you don't see then a child who doesn't have your religion as someone who is foreign and who needs to be afraid of. You know, you just work together for the common good, and we've got to get rid of these borders. You know, the very funny thing, I've realized that lots of Muslim children, when they come from these suburbs and these schools, which are schools, free schools and so on, as soon as the parents have some money, they tend to put them into Catholic schools, which says a lot. I think we went totally wrong about the idea of the education, and we felt that leaving the Muslim children in peace and together would help. It doesn't help. One needs to mix them because then they will again learn respect, tolerance, and they will work much better together because they will understand each other. In fact, I was discussing with the Muslim with the Imam of Serbia, at lunchtime. And I was telling him that we need people like him. And because many imams, because there were no rulings, there is a training school in France, but the quality of the training is not enough. It's not mandatory. Basically, anybody can say, yes, I'm an imam, I want to be an imam. You know, it has to be organized. We've got to create an entity which would set some rules. We've got to create an organization of the French Muslims. So there is a special kind of French Muslim faith which is in favor of democracy and which understands the rules and that Islam is about peace. That's what we should work at, hopefully. Okay. Yeah, inshallah.
Inshallah, thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks.